What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled What I Bought from the Market Today for Well Under 4 American Dollars and Ukrainian Military Police Pulled Up on Me. So let's get right into this video. I got boiling pot going here. I'm doing chicken, vegetables, shit like that. So we're gonna make this quick before this thing boils over. Alright, guys. So as you guys can see here from the receipt, I spent a total of 138 of their money. If you divide that by 37, that's like what? $4, a little bit under $4, okay? So everything you guys see here today is under $4, okay? Here's the receipt if any of you guys wanna freeze frame it. This is the turkey burger over here. No, I'm sorry, not the turkey burger. This is the hamburger over here, guys. I'm really hoping it's beef. Maybe you guys who can understand what's written here can tell me. Really hoping that this is a beef burger, okay? This cost 16 of their money. So literally, this burger is a light on or no? Literally, this burger is less than 50 cents, okay? Okay, guys? This burger over here, okay? Just to show you how big it is. You know, here's my hand. You know, a nice size burger under 50 cents. I don't know how much it weighs. Maybe you guys, you know, 0.078 kilograms. So you guys let me know. For under 50 cents, I get this burger over here. The potatoes over here, I think this is 2 kilos of potatoes, which is like over 4 pounds. This over here was, damn it. Can't fucking tell. You know, I honestly really can't tell how much any of this stuff is because of the burger was $16.99. I'm guessing the potato was $60. I guess this was 2 kilos. I guess this was $60 of their money, which would be like what, $2, a little bit under $2. And then the potatoes, the carrot was either $29.99 or $31.99. I think this was $31. Believe it or not, guys, this here is $31.99. This is a little bit under a dollar, which ain't bad, but at the same time, this 1 kilogram of carrots, this carrot's over here. This is actually more expensive than that. Can you guys believe that? This is actually more expensive than that. And this here is dirt cheap. I mean, look at all this. 2 kilograms of potato for well under $2 American. This is less than 50 cents. This here is, you know, almost a dollar, like 95, 96 cents. And this here, guys, well under a dollar, 2 kilograms. So you guys let me know in the comment section. Obviously, for well under $4, I have everything you guys see here. So you guys, please let me know if this is a good price or not. Now, for those of you guys who want to know why the military police pulled up on me, I was walking around with a beer bottle. Now, as you guys know, I don't drink alcohol. I drink non-alcohol. So I was walking around at night, you know, before curfew by 20 minutes, walking around with this. And military police, they just pulled up on me from a van parked. You know, I was walking down the street. A van, like an unmarked van, pulls up right next to me. And these two military police guys, they gear up, they get out of the van. Now, I don't know what they said in Ukrainian, but the first thing out of my mouth was American citizen. And, you know, they were like, documents, please. You know, very respectful. So as I went to put the beer bottle down so I can unzip my jacket to give them my passport, I was like, hey, man, why don't you show them that this is a non-alcohol bottle in case that's the whole reason they pulled up on you. So I showed them the bottle again, non-alcohol, as you guys can tell. I showed them this bottle, I'm like, non-alcohol. They're like, it's okay, it's okay. And then they hopped in their van and they left me alone and they took off. The whole interaction took less than a minute and a half. They were very respectful. Just to let you guys know, if I was a Ukrainian citizen, they probably would have kidnapped me and put me in that car. Just letting you guys know, if you are a Ukrainian citizen and you're out after curfew and they pull up on you like they pulled up on me, you'd be on the front lines, okay? So if you're a Ukrainian citizen between 25 and 60 and military police pull up on you like they pulled up on me, chances are you're gonna be on the front lines. You know, fortunately for me, you know, obviously I speak English, I don't look like the people, so, you know, non-alcoholic beer, so technically I wasn't doing anything illegal at all, so I was good to go. So far so good, guys, had zero problems in Ukraine. Anyway, guys, I'll talk to you later, okay, peace.